You? Woo!
150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Singing God's praise is good for us. A study by the University of Montreal found that more than half of us are lousy singers. 35% of us sing poorly because we have trouble matching the pitch of our voices to the sounds we hear. Another 20% of us don't sing well because we don't have good control of our vocal muscles. The good news is we can train our ears and our vocal cords if we practice. The bad news is that poor singers are the least likely to practice, and that's the only way to sing better. David would suggest we practice singing by singing God's praises, because doing so is good for our souls. In Psalm 147, he wrote, "Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds." So why don't I try singing praises to God as I drive to work this week? My spirits will be lifted, and I'll learn to sing better too. Singing God's praise is good for us, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Gym membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912-757.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our company since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit PeachesandClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
The 2019 Subaru Outback, it comes with road-gripping standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight Driver Assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Windy, with the risk of showers and thunderstorms continuing in the forecast. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Make sure you keep our weather app handy. It could alert you if there's a watcher warning for your area. It'll turn colder overnight as the rain comes to an end in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 37. Then for tomorrow, a windy, colder day with a high temperature only in the upper 40s. We'll go down to near 30 on Thursday night. Friday, a very chilly day. I think our high will be probably in the mid to perhaps upper 40s. We'll go down to the 20s on Friday night. And then Saturday's high, low 50s, I think, with sunshine and more sun, 54 on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
I know we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show, and the comedian said something about the Lord, and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? But what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
Can see a ball hits the ground and we say it was complete. We're the NFL referees.
Someone breathed on the QB, so I called him for a roughing penalty. Keeping all these rules straight is kind of tough for me. I'm an NFL referee.
We're the NFL referees, and we make you yell at your TV. Making crappy calls is our only guarantee. We're the NFL referees.
I missed a pass interference penalty. It cost the team the game, probably. It's hard to make the call while checking my Twitter feed. I'm an NFL referee.
For the big broadcast.
Let's start with today's winning word, the Baumhauer's winning word of the day at 272-9228. I need the ninth caller with that word at that number, 272-9228. Lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
And here they are.
Of course, we'll go a little later with a surprise. Jebra, please clap. Now we're expecting the legal goddesses, Daniel Elk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, to be joining us this afternoon.
Goddesses indeed.
And there's a few news stories that I find both depressing and alarming.
But really? That's unusual.
It's raining outside.
Oh, no. That's unusual, too.
Oh, you never expect that. Sort of light. Let me just tell you, bring up the Living Fear Doppler here quickly. Oh, no, look at that, Joey.
Oh, my.
Look at that. A thunderstorm part of this whole thing hasn't quite reached the area yet, but it has rained, and I'll get a rain gauge update, because I'm digital rain gauge boy, Firth Clath. All right, let's take a find ourselves a winner here. You are caller one. Please try again. I really mean that. Caller two. You're caller three. You're caller four. You're caller five. And we'll wait for the lines to reboot here. Caller six. Thanks for trying. Seriously, for those of you who try this, I recommend an immediate callback. This always happens at this time. What was the last one?
Six. So we're on seven.
You're caller seven. Thank you. Here's the one we hate to say. Caller eight. So close.
Oh, no.
Hi, who am I talking to here?
It's Ricky S.
Ricky S. Ricky's, as we are, you're known here around the studio. I need today's Baumhauer's winning word.
Havana.
That That's it. In fact, this is something I've yet to try at Baumhauer's, and I may do it tonight because it sounds incredible. Black beans and rice topped with, is it mojo or mojo? Let me get a legal opinion
mojo.
On this. Mojo.
I disagree. I think it's mojo.
Mojo.
Have you really never had mojo?
I don't know which one I've had. They both sound familiar.
Well, it's mojo marinated with sauteed onions, cilantro, lime, sour cream, and you can add grilled chicken for just $3. It just sounds fantastic. So I think I'm going to try this tonight. The Havana Bowl at Baumhauer's. Ricky, as thank you for listening.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try it myself. So I appreciate it so much.
And we appreciate that you listen on both sides of the day. Thank you. And tomorrow we'll find out how many are doing that because the ratings are coming out tomorrow. It's our day of reckoning. So I thought I'd invite Dana Dulk and Jacqueline Tomlinson away.
Tell Ricky to call back.
Ricky, we have to get some information from you. So we can put it downstairs because you just can't come to the station and say, I won something unless we have evidence. So please call us back so we can get the information we need. Where was I going with this?
Hi.
So the
hi.
Hey, Dana. Hey, Jacqueline. Dana, we have good news for you about Mississippi.
Really? Because that doesn't happen very often.
I know. And generally, Mississippi and Alabama are always getting the shaft in these... when they compare all 57 states in various categories. But the best state for driving is Mississippi.
Oh, what? But driving a vehicle or driving like...
a four-wheeler.
A vehicle. A car.
Like, as in the drivers aren't idiots or like the roads are smooth because...
I knew I should have looked this up.
I completely disagree.
Before I brought it
on
up.
On both, actually, no matter what it is.
Well, I've never really driven except once through the... very bottom on I-10.
Okay, no. So my first time in Mississippi for Dana's engagement party, we literally crossed the state line, and there is a guy on a four-wheeler, no shirt on, cut off jean shorts, wearing Crocs, with a girl on the back, and he is smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer, and my husband looks at me and he was like, welcome to Mississippi.
Wow.
It did not disappoint.
And so whenever you cross in the state line to like go to where I'm from, it immediately goes from like really nice paved roads in Alabama, and you cross the line and it's like immediately like crappy
awesome.
Roads and potholes.
We did not make the top 10. Alabama didn't.
Where's Florida?
I'm gonna look that up. I'll pull up the whole list.
I'm just saying, I think Mississippi must have had an in with whoever made this list.
Tell you what,
we paid someone off.
While I'm looking up the story, let's welcome Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
Counselors, what's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
So, you know, if he was on the four-wheeler and he took the woman across state lines for immoral purposes, you'd have a Mann Act violation, wouldn't you?
Probably pretty likely.
They were probably headed toward a violation.
They're probably heading towards matrimony, the people that I saw.
Yeah, you think? That's courting on a Saturday night in Mississippi.
Hey, it was a hot date.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
You need to play the Live in Fear Doppler radar because it is. I'm on 85 right now and getting tossed around by this wind.
Yeah,
and,
it's been blustery all afternoon.
Yeah, it's blustery. So if you get a chance. In between the exquisite legal counsel that these young ladies will be giving,
yes.
you can run that humorous ditty in the meantime. So.
How about if I do that right now? Because I found the link for the driving information, and I will, while I'm pasting that in, we'll listen to what used to be our primitive weather system before we got Rich Thomas in.
That's exactly right. You guys have a great one.
Thanks,
bye.
Chad.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe? Is it? Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door!
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
You know what? I'm going to have to conduct a personal inspection outside.
What does that mean?
That means I might have grounds to interfere with Rich's afternoon and have them give us a buzz.
Oh, okay.
But as far as I know, there's no warnings or anything. All right, so I looked up the Wallet Hub did this ranking. And Alabama was number 14.
So is it for, like, smoothest roads or, like, not idiots or no wrecks? Or how did we come up with?
The explanation for this, traffic congestion costs the average driver $1,400 a year in the U.S. Congestion is the only concern on the road. People want to know that they will be driving on safe, well-maintained roads before heading out. The U.S. has a fairly good track record in these regards, but certainly doesn't top the list. The World Economics Forum only places us at 10 of 137 countries when it comes to overall road quality.
So if it's congestion, I could see that. You know, we don't have quite as many people on the road as some other people, but
now we did
still.
Well. Alabama did. Wait a minute.
Did they take population into consideration? Because I feel like, okay, Oregon, like, how many people are really, I mean, what's the population there?
Hold it this way. Let me double check.
How's North Dakota?
Come on, Greg. We need an in-depth breakdown of their methodology.
I mean, I'm just saying. It doesn't sound, I'm not
we
doubting you.
We need to fully analyze the situation not before doubting we have an you. Opinion.
Oh, Mississippi has the best traffic referencing congestion.
See, exact. So I could. We are in the sticks.
But
so
when you look
I could see that.
When you look at safety, traffic and infrastructure, access to vehicles and maintenance, cost of ownership and maintenance, Oregon is actually the best state with the highest overall score.
Oh, is that where she got Oregon from?
Mississippi. Actually, in overall performance, is 32nd.
Ah, there we have it.
We, though, in Alabama, are number 14, which is pretty good.
There we have it. The congestion, yes, I agree with that.
What Mississippi city is big enough to have a rush hour?
Jackson,
okay.
Jackson, like Ridgeland and Madison.
The worst state is Hawaii. They have the lowest score. Bottom 10, Hawaii, Alaska, Washington, California.
Well, Hawaii, they only have, like, I mean, one road. So we went to Maui, but, I mean, there's, like, one road that goes around, like, the whole island. So I could see that. Like, Maui, there are not very many choices for roads.
Are you familiar with the show Aerial America?
I am not.
It's on the Smithsonian Channel, which I have become addicted
probably
to.
Probably the reason why I'm not familiar with it.
Well, every single, they do all 57 states from helicopter, and they show you every, on Maui, Charles Lindbergh is buried
there.
Did
you just say all 57 states?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what President Obama said. Who's to question
Continue.
Him? Nobody ever questioned anything he said, so who am I to do that?
Continue.
Because he's a freaking genius, right?
So, Aerial America.
Aerial America does a tour of all the islands, and they did Maui, and I know that Lindbergh died there, and Lindbergh refused treatment that could have extended his life. He had lung cancer at age 74. He says, I'd rather spend 2 days in Maui than 2 months in New York City.
That's wow. True. Maui's awesome.
He said,
it's amazing.
It was really fascinating. What was kind of disgusting, though, is that Honolulu now looks like somebody picked up a good section of New York and just planted it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's towers and canyons and very, very narrow beaches, too.
That's how a lot of the Caribbean looks right now. Like, I was surprised to see, especially like Martinique, when you get off the cruise ship, it actually looks like you are in Manhattan. Like, if you didn't see the beaches and you just looked forward, they're so built up now that there's high rises and there's commercial industry buildings. It's not this beautiful landscape anymore. It's all these industrial buildings. It's kind of sad.
Illinois is ranked second. How could any ranking of driving
congestion?
Yeah, with any state with a city like Chicago in it, which was a toilet when I lived there and is a toilet today. Horrible roads, always. There's no such thing as a completed highway project. Because when they're passing out the bribes to the contractors, or the contractors are paying the bribes to the aldermen or whoever, they don't care about the quality of road paving. They just want to make sure their pocket gets lined. So they put down crap asphalt, crap cement, and then 2 years later, it's breaking it up. And, of course, they blame the harsh weather. That's why we can't keep the roads.
But yet the Romans were able to create roads that lasted for centuries, but like...
Because the Romans did not have aldermen. That's why.
But yet, have you ever driven on Ann Street?
I have. Yeah, no, look, we got an intersection in this town. It's the left turn you make off after Vaughn becomes Carter Hill, the left turn you make, you go past the country club, Montgomery Country Club on the left.
Narrow lane?
I'm not sure. But to make that turn, they have a left turn lane that's got to be the shortest one in America. It's big enough for one car, a midsize sedan. Anything, a truck, would never fit. It's the most ridiculous looking thing I've ever seen. We had the vision to build the Montgomery Road system over the same plan they were using during the Civil War. Nobody could envision horseless carriages and all those miracles. So we have places in this town. It's obvious nobody could think ahead to widen this, to allow more space. I'm not putting the area down. It's just, there's, like any city, there are things that baffle you. You lived in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
My first 14, 15 years, there was only one road, or one of, there may be two, that cut across the county to reach what was once the Everglades and is now totally built up communities. State Road 84.
Yeah.
And it was a nightmare.
Still a nightmare.
Well, yeah. In 1994, they opened 595. And guess what they've been doing for the last 5 years? Rebuilding that, because when they opened, it was already obsolete. Mm-hmm. This is, I think this is a common flaw in many cities who just have piss poor planning for the future, if I may use that term. May I use that term?
Yeah. No.
We have Dana Delka, Jacqueline Tomlinson with us, and I asked them when we first set, right after we first set this particular date, if they would give us their take on the Bezos divorce. So we're going to talk about that and a bunch of other stuff, too, because these are very, very well-informed women who have intelligent, thought-provoking takes on all the things of life. And
a representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Because they're sidekicks today.
Thanks, Greg.
That's why they're here. And I look forward to these. You know, it was like, I've had a rough couple of days.
It's true.
And I'm kind of using this as a lead-in for Clark's, because Rick Clark, I'm probably going to be compelled to put a statue of him in front of my bathroom. Because he, I mean, this is a guy who, let's put it this way, to solve an issue with my garden tub, which is my one simple thing in life that I love because it helps me feel better, went into the forensics in terms of finding this problematic leak that kept reoccurring. And we've had a couple of fixes. David Fagan fixed the first problem, and that worked. Came back, but the part that really needed to be fixed was somewhere else. And they went through the process, Rick did, of eliminating suspects. They cut a hole in the wall, and they realized, okay, there's nothing, the roof isn't leaking, the fixture is fine, there's nothing water dribbling up from there. So it was a process of elimination. And then they finally were able to detect a crack that they've applied a temporary fix so I can use it, but eventually Rick has got a guy coming over to saw off tiles so they can easily get to the drain. And that is not their fault. Whoever designed this tub, I'd like to kick him in the butt, Joey.
Yeah!
I mean, it really is badly designed. But given all of that, Clark's found the answer. And now we're in the process of fixing. So expect that level of determination whenever you have plumbing needs. But my recommendation is join the Clark's Club and have 24/7 protection for any heating, air conditioning, or plumbing issue that might arise. They hire the best. They are thoroughly background checked and vetted before hiring, and they all approach customer service with the highest standards in mind. They're just really amazing people. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Red Top, you'll be next when we come back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions, and so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event, and it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is breaking news.
This just in, the past tense of breaking news is broken news.
This has been breaking news.
That's perfect, broken news. It's better than fake news and some of the other terms we've heard. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are sidekicking with us this afternoon on Happy Hour. Before we go to Red Top, though, we are doing bomb hours tonight after the show. And guess what I have? I have a pair of tickets to Wayne Newton that East of the Rockies has donated to us.
Wow.
They originally intended for somebody else who will be unable to go, so he generously and thoughtfully said, take him to Baumhauer's and do a drawing there. And that's what we're going to do tonight as part of our regular Wednesday night gathering. So we hope to see you there.
You're going
to
do a drawing?
Well, I'm not going to, like...
I think you should do a singing contest. Who can do the best rendition of Donkashay?
That is a great idea.
Or song of your choice. I feel like it could get creative.
It needs to be a Wayne Newton
song. It has to be a Wayne Newton song.
Right.
No, we can't do that, A, because... of the din in that place. We don't have a sound system.
Oh, come on!
Baumhauer's most certainly does have a sound system. A little bit of preparation, and you can make this happen.
Yeah!
I'm just throwing that out there.
If I made people perform to win these tickets...
Yeah, they don't have to. It's a choice.
I'd have one or two contestants.
50-50 shot. 50-50 shot.
You have to allow for my expertise on these matters. So Red Top says he has a divorce story.
Yes, but first of all, Wayne Newton, please, he doesn't even have a good German accent. This is scary.
It's an American classic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Joey. Joey, you weren't born then. We were sick of him when he first came out. Believe me, he's creepy.
There's no accounting for taste.
Well, Red Top is not going to be in the drawing, I'll tell you that.
No, thank you.
We're giving Red Top the tickets.
Hey,
There were people that didn't like the Beatles either. Most of them are
parents. Ain't no doubt. No doubt. And let me mention Clark's. I'm a contractor, so I have to go behind plumbers all the time to fix holes. They are so polite. They cut such nice, clean, small holes as opposed to some other Neanderthalic people who just bust a hole in the wall. So they're nice police, polite guys. Quick story. I have been divorced. I'm not happy about it. I did not get married with the intention of doing it.
Most people don't.
And meant it and worked very hard at it and married a Catholic girl. We got married in the Catholic church. So after a couple of years, her girlfriend started taking Prozac. Doctor prescribed Prozac for her because there's no doctor that'll turn any woman down that wants antidepressants. And it caused a lot of problems. She already had a bad temper. Well, it damn sure got worse with Prozac. So we did counseling. She wanted counseling. You know, I went to work every day. This lady just wanted to become a professional student. Long story short, she said, okay, we need to go back to church. And I said, well, I ain't going nowhere but the Catholic church. So I said, okay. We go to the Monsignor in Carrollton, Georgia, at Our Lady of Perpetual Health Church, and we meet with the Monsignor individually. And, of course, she's telling the Monsignor all the problems she has with me. And,
Was your addiction to talk radio one of them?
Oh, well, she was damn sure a Democrat, so that didn't help situations a lot.
No.
This is back in the 90s, guys. But let me tell you, ladies, I've been involved in the Catholic Church my whole life. I've served or played 1,000 masses, and you think I'm exaggerating? I'm not. And so I go in and talk to the Monsignor. Well, I'm hip to clergy. I've been with him my whole life. So she walks out, and she's kind of disgusted and frustrated. I go in. Me and the Monsignor are best buddies. We like each other a lot. I walk out with the keys to the church and music director of the Life Team band. And she stopped going to Mass.
And she stopped going to Mass, and you got divorced.
Oh, yeah. I got rid of her. But it was so ironic. I didn't go in with the plans of doing that. I walk out with the keys to the church, and I'll tell you, being Life Team music director was one of the best experiences of my life. Joey, did you ever play Life Team at St. Bede's?
Actually, I did.
Whoop.
A few times.
Yeah. So, you know, Father Charles, all those guys, they're good friends of mine, and we wrote a whole album's worth of Life Team music that was really good, though. So maybe one day we'll get together and get a chance to jam some, because I know you play guitar and I play a lot of instruments.
Yeah, we'll make some funky music together. It'd be fun.
Life Team was wonderful. I almost got in at the Holy Spirit, but just didn't get involved because I moved back out to Arizona to play music and stuff.
All right, Red Top, we're out of time.
Thank you very much. But I did walk out with the keys to the church, and I wish I had known you ladies. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
Yes. So do I. I mean, I wish I had known them in Fort Lauderdale back in 91 or 84 or 79.
Which one was the crazy second wife?
That was 1984.
Oh, is that God. The one that you took to Sea Watch?
I took them all to Sea Watch. Everybody went to Sea Watch.
Everybody should go to Sea Watch.
That was the it was sort of a vetting process.
Well, no, the things I've learned about you, Greg, and I really have learned over the years, like with all the marriages and the engagements on top of that, he doesn't ever speak ill of exes except for the second wife.
Right. I've gathered that.
Yeah, it's something. You seem traumatized. You okay?
No.
He's got the PTSD. It happens. So. It happens.
No, that whole marriage, the only thing we had in common was drugs.
Mm-hmm. And Sea Watch.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. She was pre-Sea Watch. Shelly Sko, okay. Who I did get engaged to, but okay. Never married.
Okay. Pre-Sea Watch. Pre-Sea Watch.
Yeah.
Don't ruin it for me.
We got married at the Botanical Gardens in the Bronx. It was so bizarre. Let me ask you this. This is a legitimate question.
Oh, okay. Lord.
I meet this girl, and she was pretty. No mistake. She was gorgeous. Had long, straight, black hair and a nice... She's like the woman in Boys of Summer. It fits the lyric of that song.
Oh, the Don Henley song.
Brown's, Shining in the Sun, blah, blah, blah.
In my mind, I'm seeing Cher.
In my mind, I was seeing a movie that was obviously before my time.
It's interesting you bring up Cher. So, and this is because I made this ridiculous pledge on the radio in January of 82. I'm going to be 30 this year, so I want to make sure I'm married before I'm 30. And I started my search for a wife. Now, this is before the internet, and we had to use pictures and letters and that. And it was...
Did you get a wife by, like,
no.
prison
in
letters?
Fact, only days after I said I didn't get any... Well, I did get some interesting photos.
I mean, I'm just
what do you think of these? I mean, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's soliciting for wife applications.
Please,
you know, on the
don't
radio.
Judge me on this. I was.
Oh, it's too late. It is too late. That's
good preference,
sailed.
But you know.
So here's the thing. On the air, I finally this whole thing was hugely successful and generating a lot of buzz, but I felt ashamed. I went on one date out of 800-900 letters. I don't know how many there were.
With this crazy woman.
The ones with the pictures float to the top?
No. No, no, no.
He needed our assistance.
No, what happened is these were nice women who are pouring their hearts out in these, you know.
Okay. So I feel like you may have invited a pathetic situation.
Breaking
news. You mean this is the first time I've invited one of those?
I'm just saying, like, so, I feel like you set yourself up for.
All right, but here's what happened.
For failure and disappointment.
Let me tell you something. There was so much response that we made a station promotion out of it.
Oh,
we
Lord. Had, you did a giveaway.
You totally couldn't do that these days.
I don't have time to tell you the story now. Can we come back?
Oh, no. Hey.
We got obligations.
My obligation is to hear the rest of this story.
Great. There's so many dimensions to it. It's so twisted. But I'm eagerly anticipating...
It would totally not be politically correct enough.
I feel like this is like the start of a Me Too movement. I mean, I'm not saying anything inappropriate happened. I'm just saying.
No. Like, in fact, what happened was... I finally went on a date with somebody, and I remember nothing about her or the date... But I remember I started feeling very guilty. And this started in January. And I think by February, I was overwhelmed with it and feeling very guilty. And this is not the way to do it. So I went on the air and I said, I can't do this.
Please stop sending me your love letters. I can't take all this attention. My heart can't handle it.
Yeah.
It was like the it was like the 80s version of online dating.
I was going to say, this
was only one-sided.
This is what we call match.com. Mm-hmm. And instead of letters, people do these things, Greg, called emails.
Well, look, here's how it started. So I go on the air in January after I came back from my Christmas vacation. I said, I realized that a lot of thinking during the holidays. And I'm going to turn 30 this year, and I would like to be married by my 30th birthday. I've got 9 months to... I said, but
That's not that long.
I said, it's hard for me to meet people because of my weird hours, all these excuses. So if from listening you think you'd be a good match, send me some info about yourself.
Send me your fax number.
It was like somebody used the word application, and that was horrifying.
Fax me.
They didn't have faxes then, I don't think. Maybe they did. But...
call me on my bag phone. So, did people include pictures with their applications?
I think that was a requirement.
It was a passport.
So what you're telling me is actually pictures did float to the top of the stack. That's what I'm hearing.
And they were passport photos?
It's 342. There's so much more to this. Can we benchmark it here?
There are levels to
this. I have to go car shopping at Jack Ingram.
Oh, nice.
That's always fun. And... with the Ingrams, my responsibility is to acquaint you with vehicles that are available for under 10. Although at Jack Ingram, with a signature used car, you're looking at vehicles that have been bedded 17 ways from Sunday. And like when I bought my Rogue, it was technically a used car, only had 1,800 miles on it. I was able to upgrade the warranty all the way to 100,000. I got a great price. Somebody else paid the depreciation. And then Mrs. Ritterbuttle got a car. And we originally went there to get my stepson his first car, and we did. In one day, Tip Tames said, I have the perfect solution. And whenever you hear that, you know, because there are some shady people in that business, I thought, we've got a budget of $5,000, but he'll probably want us to spend a little bit more than that. I don't know if it's the right situation. No, he found us a vehicle for $3,800. And it was a beautiful little Saturn, had 41,000 original miles on it, literally owned by a little old lady who took it to church on Sunday and back for a while. So we bought it, and it's been a great little performer, and it's done the job that we purchased for it, gets show to college. And so I'm not asking you to consider spending your money where I haven't spent my own 3 times. And like I said, you go to the website, you can shop by price, by type of vehicle, by brand name, whatever your criterion is. We mentioned some people have always wanted to drive a Beamer. They had one the other day for less than 10. In mint condition, with low mileage, and it's gone. So even in this category, you can make your automotive dream come true. Go to jackingram.com or visit Tip and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Let's see if the... inclement weather is affecting traffic at 344.
When it's wet out there, your chance of an accident goes way up. Montgomery Skywatch showing police and emergency crews still working the accident on East South Street at South Perry Street. That's on the Union Street exit ramp off of I-85 South. They're at the top of the ramp on the left-hand side. Make sure you give them room to do their work. As we travel around the river region, Highway 14 is a mess all the way from basically Wetumpka in through Millbrook and into Prattville. There's a lot of traffic out there, especially at Millbrook and 143 and back up in Wetumpka around the high school. Interstates are moving great this afternoon. No problems on 65 or 85. We do see a lot of traffic on the Atlanta Highway all the way from the Ann Street Lee High School area down to Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road's a jam up as you head up towards the interstate. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping for East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A funeral for an Alabama police officer who was slain in the line of duty is being planned in Mobile. Officials say Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor will be remembered during a ceremony on Friday. Police say Tudor was shot and killed Sunday. A 19-year-old is jailed on a capital murder charge in that shooting. The Selma City School Board has voted to shut down 2 schools, and school officials say it's just the beginning. Cedar Park Elementary School and Byrd First Class Early Learning Center will both be closing at the end of this school year. School officials say the closings are due to a steady decline in student enrollment over the past few years. A man convicted of killing a couple in a 2016 car crash while eluding police has been sentenced to life in prison in Opelika. 35-year-old Antonio Reese was sentenced on Tuesday. That's your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Windy with the risk of showers and thunderstorms continuing in the forecast. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Make sure you keep our weather app handy. It could alert you if there's a watcher warning for your area. It'll turn colder overnight as the rain comes to an end in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 37. Then for tomorrow, a windy, colder day with a high temperature only in the upper 40s. We'll go down to near 30 on Thursday night. Friday, a very chilly day. I think our high will be probably in the mid to perhaps upper 40s. We'll go down to the 20s on Friday night, and then Saturday's high, low 50s, I think, with sunshine and more sun, 54 on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home. And if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts, but only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm pushing 60, and I'm looking for a woman who feels as old as I do.
At oldmatch.com, we specialize in setting up singles based on perceptions of age.
I found my perfect match. Julie, a 29-year-old flight attendant. Oh, yeah!
Research shows men start to feel old at age 58, while women start around 29.
Oh, yeah!
Another wrinkle? How can you stand me? I'm getting so old.
Yeah, someone might mistake you for 30.
Oldmatch.com. Helping those getting on, get it on. With people that feel the same age.
Even if they're just half their age. Oh, yeah!
So, we're storytelling here with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Do you want to hear the rest of this thing?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Because they represent men in matters of divorce, and I had lamented that they were not available to me, and especially in 1984. And it's the story of how I met my, and you've heard me talk about it before. And this is, I really don't want to put anybody down, but there's an integral part of the story. So I end this search for a wife using the U.S. postal system.
It sounds like a Lifetime movie.
And I made it sound
or
like...
Or Hallmark movie.
I made it sound like What a guy, you know. In fact, we had a, when we ended it, we had this party at this nightclub that had auditorium seating for 1,800. It is no longer there on Federal Highway. And we said, if you were one of
where
the...
Where did you have this?
I can't remember the name, but it's right off the intersection of Federal Highway and Oakland Park Boulevard.
September's?
No, that was my favorite restaurant for many years. This is nearby.
Where, it's not... Oh, goodness, hold on. Keep talking.
So, like everything else, let's have a party.
Yeah.
To thank the women that took the time to send this in. And we said, it's going to be here at this location. Bring your mothers.
Oh, wow.
So my parents are down visiting me with my kid sister, the nuclear physicist, eventually. And I told them what was going on, and they're like, really? So we get to the place. We had dinner at September's.
Not Croco's.
No.
Okay, I'm keep going.
So no, there's like, an interesting story.
I know,
story.
But now it's like bothering me because like I want
to
know.
There's an interesting story attached to that name, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
But, so we said, bring your mom. We're going to give everybody a rose and we'll have a champagne toast.
Oh, it's like the Bachelorette or the Bachelor, right?
I was ahead of my time in some regards. So we get to the place. My mom and dad and I and my sister were casually walking in. And the salesman who set this promotion up comes running up to me with his eyes, literally popping out of his head, and says, thank God you're here. He says, you got to go in there and talk to these women. So what do you mean? He said, there's 1,800 women and their mothers. There isn't an empty seat in that auditorium. All of a sudden, I'm feeling like this tall.
But see, I don't know. Okay, and for those listeners, he indicated very short. He's feeling this tall. What other guy would feel just that tall?
Somebody
walking into a room full of... Okay, we'll go on the conservative side, 900 women.
Let the record reflect that Dana Delk is holding her fingers up in about an inch.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, what guy would, like, walk into an auditorium full of 900 women that want to date you and feel small?
Because... That's why. isn't that a good reason for
I'm just
for
saying,
anything?
I think we're reframing this story.
No! No, I mean, I'm already feeling guilty that I ran this thing to begin with, and now, let me tell you something, I've done...
And now you've got to disappoint 899.
I did the right thing. I calmly walked out on that stage and said, screw off. No, I didn't say that. But I have been on stage in front of 40,000 people. I told you the Wolfman Jack story.
Yeah.
I've done all kinds of appearances in front of crowds of... many people. I played the national anthem on my accordion at a Gary Puckett concert in 1994. And
that seems like a big moment.
The crowd went nuts. And as Gary Puckett's walking out, there's two stars that have grabbed me by the arm as I was walking back after introducing them. One was Dolly. You know that story because I told the Pardon Me thing the other day. The other was Gary Puckett, who stopped me. He said, I've never seen that before. It was weird. Oh, I have to pause the story again. Here's the thing. So, no, I got to tell this part. So,
where you walked up on stage and were like, you deserve better.
I believe.
Please go home.
Don't do this.
I believe. Didn't say that. I don't remember what I said, but it was, for me, pretty brief. Because when I walked out, I never felt more naked in my life. I could feel 30, unless somebody there was blind, 3,600 eyeballs trained on me from head to toe, daughters and mothers. And I just cannot describe what a terrifying experience that was to feel so, because I already know I'm a...
Well, I think the only thing you did wrong was you didn't pick anybody.
Yeah, well,
I feel like one day did not give it.
No, that wasn't really a fair test. But keep in mind, I'm in the wonder years of my alcoholism at this point. So there were a lot of weekends that would come up, and I canceled a few because somebody died or some other alcoholic type excuse for not being able to keep a commitment. So... I said, "Hi, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for coming." And the florist had built this beautiful archway out of roses. And
were they red? I just want a visual.
Gold. They were gold.
Gold roses.
White and gold, yeah. An archway, a white and gold archway. Some of it may have been sprayed or something. And I'm
obviously
up there.
Obviously.
There's a case of champagne, and everybody comes up. We take a picture together. We toast with champagne. So
Chateau Madrid?
I think it was...
I am text messaging Darlene because this is killing me.
I know it was better than cold duck. It was, what do you call that? Moonstar. Moet and Chandon. Is there one, something that starts with M?
Monet?
No, that's
Moet is a champagne.
Moet, yeah.
Like Moet is a champagne.
But it had a star in the name somewhere, I think. There's cases of this stuff, and I got a toast with 3,600 people. It wasn't long before I was...
This is sounding like a daddy-daughter dance to me in my mind. I'm seeing like...
That sounds like the most awkward
the
daddy-daughter
dance. The pictures, and the rose archway, and the champagne.
What daddy-daughter dance have you been to that has champagne?
Well, this event started at 7 p.m., and I got out of there around 1:30 in the morning.
Because all those pictures you had to take.
Well, and toasts and roses to hand out, and they were literally... ordering additional. It was just insane. So
what you're telling us is that that's News Talk's next upcoming contest, and we're going to offer Joey as the bachelor.
Joey Clark is our new bachelor, ladies.
The whole point.
But these days you can send emails.
The whole point in telling this story is to make sure young Joey doesn't ever have to go through something like that.
Please send them to Dana at...
No.
Joey has had enough
trauma. I'll weed them
Joey's
out.
Joey's had enough trauma in his life.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us. You better get him over to the bathhouse.
I think it's a great idea.
About chow time,
I think Joey needs to make a goal.
I think if Joey would let Dana and I pick a date for him, it would be awesome. We could sit like a panel of like three women. We could narrow them down, and then we could have like a little "Who Wants to Date Joey" show.
And here's the thing,
yeah, like a panel.
Is we can pretend like we don't even want pictures because you can Facebook everybody these days.
Right? No, we want your social security number and your address for the last 5 years.
Some of those women have contacted me, by the way, over the years through Facebook.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's creepy.
People are weird.
It is.
Don't be creepy.
Yeah, but I think that is our new promotional shtick. I think Duncan Tomlinson is about to pick Joey's new wife.
Oh, happy day.
No doubt he's ready to get married.
Hey.
I'll give the old college try. Why not?
I think this is a great idea. We could go ahead and have applicants send us their information. Mm-hmm. We will narrow it down. And then we could have like a game show-like panel. Mm-hmm. And we will ask them random questions and see who we think is the best fit for Joey. And then they have to go on the obligatory
date. How do you feel